The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The New Zealand government has proposed banning greyhound racing from 2026, the reason being that the percentage of dogs injured in races remains significantly high. The industry there, like here, has faced long criticism for not doing enough to protect animal welfare. And the question is, should Ireland do something similar? We'll speak to independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, in just a minute. But first, I'm joined in the studio here in Cork by Katie Corcoran of Greyhound Awareness Cork. Katie, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Jonathan. Thank you so much for inviting me here.
Can I ask you, is this something you think is inevitable here, that we'll follow New Zealand's example?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to follow on here. I mean, already this year, Mexico, the very last track in Mexico shut down. So that's one more country that there's no longer greyhound racing. It's inevitable here. The public are not really that interested in greyhound racing anymore, judging by their attendance. I mean, I know there's one track, Yall in Cork here, where there were three people was the average attendance. I believe that was last year. And also there's a lot more awareness about the inherent cruelty in greyhound racing wherever it happens. I mean, you have six greyhounds racing very, very fast in an oval fashion. As soon as they reach the first bend, very often there's a collision. There's actually a saying in the industry, the first bend is often the last. And also, like we're seeing for 2024, there's a very large increase in the number of deaths at tracks.
People will either love it or hate it, but the vast majority of people, I have to say, Michael Healy-Ray, I know you're a backer of greyhound racing, they're not really going anymore to the track. They're not engaging in the same way that they did in the 80s, the 90s and the noughties. So therefore, is it doomed?
That it's inevitable.
Sorry, Michael Healy-Ray, I'll ask you to start again there, sorry, because we just missed the top of that answer.
Oh, sorry. What I'm saying is, Katie says that it's inevitable that what is happening in New Zealand will happen in Ireland. Well, I wouldn't say that, because I'm very thankful to present and past governments for their support for the industry, because, as you know, we've 90 million a year, which is 20 million for the dog industry and 70 million for the horse industry. And there's a matter of choice in Ireland. Choice is a big word in Ireland at the moment, in people's private lives and in every aspect of their lives. And if we have genuine people, and if it is their choice that as a hobby or as a sport that they follow horses and dogs, that's their choice. And we have a very long tradition in the greyhound industry where people, both in rural and urban Ireland, when dogs are finished what we call their racing life, they're kept as pets. Much loved, much wanted pets. I know people who have their greyhounds and they don't actually like their greyhounds. They don't actually treat them like a hobby or a sport. They actually love their greyhounds. Their greyhounds are an integral part of their lives. And with regard to the money that we invest, we being the taxpayers, we being a government, we being a state, you do realise, Kate, that there's 315 million of a return to the exchequer. And there's also a small little matter then of only 11,000 jobs that are hinged on this sport. So to say that it's inevitable that it will happen in Ireland, first of all, I'll say to you, what will happen to 315 million? What will happen to 11,000 jobs? Then from a mental health point of view, what will happen to people who adore greyhounds and adore racehorse going? Because you must remember, if the Antis will get their way with regard to the greyhounds, the next thing they'll concentrate in will be the great tradition of horse racing. And they won't be happy until there's weeds growing over our racetracks, both for horses and our tracks for the dogs. Okay. I absolutely love going to our local track in Tralee on a Friday or a Saturday night. And what about the millions?
How busy is it, Michael? How busy is the Tralee track on a Friday night?
Well, I'd like to tell Katie and all your listeners, the Friends of Kerry University Hospital will tell you how busy it is when we have an excellent night, when you can barely get inside the door.
That's one night on a dreary Friday night in the middle of November. How busy is it?
And what about all the community schools, our local schools, who have fundraising nights when we have an accident or an incident and when there's a fundraising night for a person who might find themselves or their family in a bad situation? and when the track is actually thronged. And I can only speak for Tralee, we certainly have what I would call a very active track, and a much wanted and a much appreciated. And I want to thank the people who work there, from the people who serve the dinners and the teas, the tourists that come there.
Okay, Katie Corcoran wants to get in, Michael. I'm going to let her back in there.
Katie'd like to ignore all of that, but I won't let her ignore it.
Okay, you've made your point, Katie.
1,000 jobs.
Deputy, can I just point out the fact that the report that you are referring to about the jobs and the environment impact on the environment is actually from 2019. So there aren't any up-to-date figures, but also those figures have been strongly debated. And, you know, if you're counting somebody who works in a pet shop who sells a trainer a bag of food for his dog once, I mean, that can't really be included as employment. That depends on the greyhound industry. And also, did you know that the 5-year plan, which most industries will have, the greyhound racing, Ireland greyhound racing industry, their 5-year plan actually expired in December 22. So they don't actually have a published plan at the moment. And you know, I know that you're going to wax lyrically about greyhounds on the beach down in Kerry. But, like, what about all the greyhounds that are dying at the greyhound track? I mean, and also, one fast greyhound, you actually have to breed a whole litter. And normally the litter sizes are about 8. And it's legal for a greyhound to have 8 litters in Ireland. So the question is, what happens to all the slow greyhounds?
Okay, can I just ask you that? I mean, that's a legitimate question, Michael. And you paint a lovely picture of greyhounds having a lovely life and support. And maybe those people you know, and I'm not questioning that you do know people who love greyhounds, but not everyone is like that. And the industry has a reputation that not every greyhound is treated well.
An inevitable part of any life is that there is also death. You do realise, Katie, that every human being that comes into this world is going to die. Every animal that is born is going to die at some stage or the other. If you're questioning the people who breed greyhounds, who go coursing, they actually love their animals, no more than a farmer loves their animals.
You've raised coursing there. What about the hare? Does the hare not get a look into it there if you're going to talk about animals being treated respectfully?
Well, I'll come back to the issue of life and death. Wherever there is life, at the end of it equals death. And
coursing is organised death. I mean, are we going to stick with that?
Well, can I also mention in the 21 the greyhounds are born in 2021. According to the industry, 1/5 of them are dead or unaccounted for, and some of them are accounted for. That's a dog that's 3 years old. I have a greyhound, rescued greyhound Molly. She's on my couch at home, waiting for me to put the fire on. She's 10 years old. She's going to live hopefully till 14 years old. So why is it okay for a 3-year-old greyhound to be dead? I mean, yes, every animal will die, but doesn't mean that we have to gamble on their lives. And it's not okay for them to die just because we have a gamble on them.
Michael Healy-Ray?
And what I'd say to Katie, she's completely ignoring the word I used earlier on about choice. The antis in Ireland at the present, they try to dictate and have everybody dancing to their tune. And if there are people who it is their sport to breed and race horses or breed and race greyhounds, surely be to God that is their choice. We live in a free world. This is not Red Russia. This is not North Korea, where we will say to people who are breeding greyhounds today, and like I say, maybe you'd like to remember the 11,000 jobs. Maybe you'd like to remember the people who work in the tracks and who make a living or a part-time living out of this industry. And I want to once again thank and compliment, despite the influence from other politicians, I'd like to thank the politicians and the governments who have supported this industry. And I'd like to remind Katie and the aunties with her that there is a €315 million return on this. And we're recognised around Europe for our horse racing, for people who go to the track, to the dogs. And what are we going to do?
20 million... 20 million invested in dog racing, Michael Healy-Ray. Would that not be better put into GAA clubs? Would it not be better put into League of Ireland soccer? Would it not be better put into boxing clubs, gymnastic clubs, where young people who would need something to maybe distract them from drugs or other challenges that are out there and to give them a sense of community? I mean, that money's going on greyhounds. What good is the greyhound?
It's a very poor argument for a very good, respectable broadcaster such as yourself to go pitting one crowd against another. Because I'm a member of
the GAA, and I'm just wondering why that money isn't coming towards us.
Well, Deputy, I'm thinking of the children of that 20 million.
Oh, no, we better let Michael come back. Oh, Michael, come back, yeah.
Okay. Yes, thanks. You're in charge, Jonathan. What I would say is about the money. You can't pit one against the other. We do have a thing called our sports capital grants every year. The government, again, present and past governments, have supported our industries, our sporty organisations, our GA clubs. Of course, we'd always like to get more, but we are getting funds every year, not insignificant funds, but considerable funds. Yes, I would like to see other codes of sports receiving more money, but to be pitting one against the other, and when you're talking about people and about affecting people's lives, will somebody please have consideration for people who adore their greyhounds, families? I'm not going to embarrass in particular people by naming them, but I know families in County Kerry, in North and Mid and East and South and West Kerry, who actually the greyhound tradition, it's a part of their way of life.
They can still have the greyhound. But Katie, last word new to this.
Well, I want to correct the deputy that greyhound racing is not considered a sport, and it's not.
Well, many people who practice it do consider it.
But I'm thinking of the 19 million should really maybe go from the exchequer to maybe children with scoliosis or care or something like that. Be a much better use of the money.
Well, we'll see what our listeners think. 53106 for 30 said 087 1400 106 if you want to get in touch with WhatsApp this afternoon. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Katie Corcoran, Greyhound Awareness Cork. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.